And today's audiocast for Friday, January 11th, 2008 from AppWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. The streets seem like they're paved with gold for the aerospace industry, but are there any speed bumps looming? Will Alibrandi is an analyst for Forecast International, a major market intelligence firm focusing on aerospace and defense. He spoke with AvWeb's Russ Niles on the future prospects of the industry and the role of the major players in that.
What's the big story of 2008, Will?
Well, Cessna has had a really good year. A lot of interesting things have gone on in 2007, starting with their go-ahead with the 162 Skycatcher program. Anytime a big-name company like Cessna gets into a certain segment, it tends to lend a lot of credibility, and I think that's really what's happened with the Skycatcher and the LSAs. Another big move they made recently, toward the end of 2007, was acquiring the assets of Columbia Aircraft, because now the Columbia 350 and 400, of course, are called the Cessna 350 and 400, and in doing so, Cessna has neatly plugged a couple gaps in their product line. But ever since the 152 went out of production, there's been kind of a hole in their product line when it comes to training aircraft. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Cessna's next generation piston development project, though, because now that they've got essentially a replacement for the NGP, albeit a low wing instead of a high wing, I suspect that might go on the back burner for a while.
When Cessna sneezes, we sort of all get wet in general aviation. So how is this going to ripple to the other areas of GA? Like, particularly, where is Cirrus sitting now?
Cirrus continues to sell every airplane they build. And I think they're on the third generation now of the SR-20 and SR-22. And they're popular airplanes. Cirrus also is getting involved in LSA. They're going a different route, of course. They're taking an existing aircraft made in Europe and will be producing that under the Cirrus name with a couple of tweaks to differentiate the two. But it's a really exciting time.
Well, Cirrus let it be known, whether or not they wanted it known in quite that graphic a term, but they have let it be known that they're looking for a new major investor, either through an IPO or a sale of a bunch of its assets to somebody else. Do you see Cessna wanting to take that plunge and consolidating?
The Klapmeyer brothers have done a really good job, and I think it was last year that Cirrus had actually come out ahead of Cessna in terms of piston sales. I don't know if Cirrus were a publicly held company, if they would be able to do the kind of things, act as autonomously as they have under the direction of the Klapmeyers. If you have to answer to a board, that could complicate things, and it may affect their product development.
Okay, it always seems to me like there's some sort of cloud hanging over general aviation, but people get up in the morning and they go to work every day and seems to muddle along. What's the 10-year forecast for GA? Because that's sort of the parameter that you work in. And is GA going to remain a major force in aviation, particularly in the U.S.?
I believe it will. There are a couple issues that came to light in the last year or two. The cost of fuel is a big issue. I think only 4 years ago I was paying $2 a gallon for 100 low lead. And now, at least in the Northeast, it's typically going about $4.50 a gallon. So that always affects folks' bottom line. You know, whether you own an airplane or rent an airplane, it costs you more to fly now. Another big setback has been a couple of very high-profile accidents of celebrities in GA aircraft. And for the public at large, who are very ignorant when it comes to the aviation, period, you see one of these accidents like Corey Lytle, which was most unfortunate, and there'll always be a large segment of the non-flying public that says, "Oh, see, those little airplanes aren't safe. I told you so." The bottom line is, GA is held in a less than positive light. I've also read the stats on fewer new pilot starts this year. Now, if you combine that with a high cost of fuel, there are just more things that aren't as time intensive as learning how to fly and getting a pilot's license. I believe GA will still continue. I mean, certainly the shift may be more toward the high end, toward the turbine powered equipment, single engine turboprops like the TBM 850, Malibu Blue Meridian, and, you know, of course, Jets. 2007 was, you know, another record year for sales of business aircraft. Everything from the Eclipse jet all the way up to, you know, Gulfstream G500, I-50, or a Bombardier Global Express. GA will continue. New technology, again, something that Cessna has gotten involved in. They're now going to be offering a turbodiesel engine, which is interesting because that aircraft actually has a slightly higher top end, the gas engine 172S, but the fuel burn is less. While that may not be as big a seller in the United States, outside the U.S., 100 low lead is not always available. We'll see, you know, more diesel-powered GA aircraft. And again, they may not be as popular in the U.S. because low lead, even though it's expensive, is available pretty much anywhere in the U.S. They may be more popular in foreign markets because of the availability of jet fuel is a lot better than that of avgas.
Today's audiocast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. Check them out at aviationconsumer.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome as always. AudioNews@avweb.com. And for the AvWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.